Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Chào sáng hào. Kerley Vanakam. A very warm welcome to episode 12 of Spotica's podcast. Mis amigos, I'm very honored and happy for being part of an excitement sport. A sport that most of us have tried it at least once in our lifetime. Just because of how fun and amazing it looks like while doing it. But that is not why I'm happy and honored. I am happy because this sport finally got its recognition on the Wall of Fame by achieving an Olympic sport status. Yes, you heard that correctly, mis amigos. Sport climbing, or at least, as most of us know it, rock climbing was officially crowned as an Olympic sport in 2020. In fact, due to the pandemic problems, I was not able to release this episode sooner. But the sport climbing competition made a debut this year in Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. And oh my god, what a show, I tell you, Wow. But I am honored to have today with us an hardworking, disciplined, motivated, and a competitive star. An athlete who has the potential of raising our nation's flag in the upcoming Olympic Games. I will be interviewing none other than sport climber Kai Sheen. Mis amigos, we will get to know more about him in just two ticks. But before I make the call, let's learn, what is rock climbing? Rock climbing, an extreme adventurous sport. The discovery of the rock climbing first started out in the 1800s in Europe. It was said that it started with a few people attempting it in the Alps. By the 1970s, rock climbing had already started becoming more popular beyond Europe. It was also when bouldering started to become popular and seen as a sport. Now, bouldering is one of the types of climbing. Climbing has many different disciplines and can be categorized into four main areas. Those areas are mountain climbing, ice climbing, rock climbing, and, as mentioned before, bouldering. Although these are all different activities, they have a common theme of utilizing the sustained use of hands and legs to support the climber's balance and weight. In today's episode, we'll be focusing more on the art of rock climbing, as this is a speciality of our guest of today. The success of this sport is achieved by reaching a particular summit or the end point of a predefined route without falling. Very important, mis amigos. In professional rock climbing competitions, participants are tested on the speed they complete a climbing route in or by achieving the farthest point on a difficult route. This was just an aerial information of the sport. Now, let's get in depth with Kai Sheen, who will be sharing some exciting insights about rock climbing. Good morning, Kai. How have you been? Hope you and your family have been staying safe and keeping healthy.
Yo, Sahil, you too, man. I've been good. I work at Upwork Climbing at Pasir Ris, and there's been many things to do at the gym now that we have some downtime due to the heightened measures. I've been busy.
Good to hear that. Kai, thanks for, of course, granting out some time for Sporticus SG. I mean, I know since just now you said you're busy working and all. So thanks again for accepting this call due to the COVID-19 precautions that, you know, we all must take care and have social distancing. I'm hoping everything finishes soon and we get to meet each other face to face.
Yeah, man. Glad to be a part of this, man. Thanks for the invite.
No worries. Always a pleasure. Always. Kai, I'm going to start with a round of quick questions just to warm you up, you know. Best thing about rock climbing?
Well, I think rock climbing is a sport that always presents you new challenges. When you go to a gym or when you go outdoors to climb, there are so many different routes, so many different challenges for you to try. It's like, it's amazing because you get to test your body in so many different ways. And every climb is different, so it's really refreshing that you constantly have a lot of new challenges to try.
Great to hear that. So it's challenging, I see. I like that. And Kai, at what age you decide to engage with ropes, carabiners, and, you know, basically started climbing?
Good question. Well, I guess I've always been interested in climbing since I was 10.
Wow.
My primary school, they brought us climbing at an adventure camp, and I fell in love with it since then.
Wow.
I actually started getting into the sport about 17. I was part of the climbing team at Meridian Junior College and took part in many national level competitions from there.
Great. Lovely to hear that. Kai, technical question. What is a monkey fist in the sport of rock climbing?
Monkey fist. Okay, wow, that's an old... A monkey fist is a type of knot used by climbers in the past. It's used to create an anchor. So the monkey fist sort of like transforms the rope into a ball, and climbers stuff this ball of rope into cracks in the rock walls and secure themselves when they're climbing really, really high wall.
Ah, so basically like an anchoring point.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay, nice, interesting. Thanks for sharing that information with us. How does it feel when you reach to the top, you know? You've been climbing all the way. After certain struggles, you reach on the top. What's the feeling?
The feeling of reaching the top is amazing. I think there's one word, amazing. It is especially euphoric, amazing, when you struggle and struggle and struggle and fail so many times before making it to the top. When you climb, and I think in life as well, you know, we are faced with failure after failure after failure. We just got to learn from it, grow from it. You really achieve success, you look back and think, wow, I'm glad I didn't give up, because this feeling is so amazing.
Very well said. That's very well said. In life, in rock climbing, anywhere, the moment you even reach top, you feel nice. Even I think so now, a lot of us Singaporeans, because of these COVID restrictions, a lot of us want to just get out and travel. So I think so the best feeling also for them will be once they're on the plane and they're on the top, they're like, wow, that's a good feeling.
I guess now we just got to stick to the safe distancing measures, hope everything goes out. Everything
yes, is, indeed, know. Hopefully. I mean, Singapore's doing well on their side. Now we as citizens of the nation, we also have to do our part. Kai, best rock climbing places in Asia?
Best rock climbing places in Asia? If you're looking for outdoor climbing, some great places in Asia would be Hampi in India, Krabi and Konkan in Thailand, or in Malaysia, Batu Cave. That's a good place for climbing outdoor.
Wow! I mean, I've gone to Batu Cave, like to the temple, but actually now that I see it from a rock climber's perspective, it's an interesting route to take, eh? But dangerous also.
Yeah, dangerous, but of course you bring your own safety, you bring your own clips, bring your own rope, so it should be safe. It will be safe.
Have you done it before?
Myself, I haven't been to Batu Cave, but I hear a lot of stories from my friends and they say it's really one place you must go up.
So it looks like a place to go after, you know, once Malaysia gets better and the borders are reopened, eh?
Yeah, man. If you're looking for indoor, on the other hand, I think Japan is world class. It's like the best. And Korea is really good. But I think Singapore is also one of the best climbing teams in Asia.
Okay, where in Singapore?
Where in Singapore? Wow, wow, tough question, man.
Like the stadium is one of the ones that I have seen most popular.
Yeah, the one is the stadium is quite good. They have a few branches. The one's Clan Central, the company.
Okay.
So they have one at the stadium, one at Funan.
Okay.
In the city, and one in Novena. I argue that one of the best places are Upwall, the gym that I work at Pansuit.
Definitely, of course it is.
Come and support me, man. Next time you come, I will guide you.
I will, definitely. I mean, as I said, once this pandemic gets a bit better or the restrictions ease down in Singapore, I will definitely come and see you personally, face to face. It will be a pleasure to learn the art of rock climbing from you.
Yeah, man, look forward to meeting you, man.
Good. Kai, describe rock climbing in one word.
Inclusive. I think inclusive is the word. When you're out climbing with your friends, it's you against the rock. So you may be doing something easy, or your friend does something really, really difficult. But you don't compete with each other, and you help each other complete your climbs. Even at the gym, my team and I run. You get to see climbers of different ability levels, help each other out, working out the moves together, trying to get to the top together. And I think that's the beauty of climbing. Everybody is out to help each other.
Lovely words right there, Kai. Lovely. Kai, coming more in depth with our round of questions. I know last year was an unpredictable year. It is still now, currently. Have any of your rock climbing plans compromised?
Yes, definitely. Last year, I had plans with some friends to go back to Khon Kaen in Thailand to join their climbing festival. Yeah, we made some friends there. We love to go there every year.
Okay.
But this year, we're supposed to go... Yeah, so we wanted to go, but then, you know, after the lockdown and everything, just couldn't go. Then this year, we wanted to go to Japan to explore their indoor climbing gym, but because air travel is impossible this time, all the trips had to be cancelled. I guess now the focus is to stay in Singapore and train for upcoming competition.
Great, yes, definitely. Now we have to just stay here, get stronger, and then once it opens up, we have to shine.
Yeah, man.
Great. Any updates on rock climbing? I mean, rules, change of materials, any innovative equipments that eases up the way to reach the top?
One major update for sport climbing is that it's now part of the Olympics for the first time in history.
Yes.
Yeah, there'll be top climbers from all over the world at Tokyo. They'll be competing in three different disciplines. And in fact, the Olympic qualifiers just concluded today. So it's running for the past 2 days and the next 2 days. The finals will be the next 2 days. So very excited to watch the finals, man.
Great. Any favorite that you're supporting, Kai?
Any favorite? I think I support Tomoa from Japan. He's a really good climber from Japan, and he really inspires me, man.
Okay, nice. Will Singapore get to cherish and see you also in our future Olympics?
I hope so, man. You know, I think Singapore really has the potential. And not just me, of course. I think there are many climbers in Singapore who can represent the nation. I think we just need to have a bit more support from the government and maybe better training facilities, you know, all that kind of stuff. Then we surely can represent Singapore at the Olympics.
Definitely. That's basically the objective of Sporticus SG. I mean, to build awareness for hidden talents like yourself. And you all are doing your parts as athletes now. We have to do our part as a nation, as the audience, as full-on the fans. Because, as I've always repeated, without us, there is no you. Without you, there is no sport. So we are the audience. And we have to give you support and try and build awareness for rock climbing and try and push it forward for you. We want to see you rise and shine the flag of Singapore in the future Olympics.
Yeah, man. I think this is a really great initiative by Sporticus to bring awareness to all the different sports in Singapore. Because sport is just such an amazing thing that everybody should enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you for your compliments. Kai, difference between indoor and outdoor rock climbing terrain? I mean, you gave us before best places in the sport, but what is the difference exactly?
Okay, so for indoor and outdoor, I think the biggest difference is static and dynamic nature of the wall. So when you're outdoors, you're climbing on natural walls, which are static. The walls don't change over time. The rocks are there forever, basically. And after finishing a hard climb, you'll be looking for the next rock, next piece of wall to challenge yourself. On the other hand, when you're in a gym indoors, you're climbing on artificial wall and artificial rocks made of wood, plastic, fiberglass. These artificial rocks on the walls are changed up constantly. So climbers can always look forward to new challenges on the same wall. So this makes it dynamic. Indoor walls are great for training because you get to practice different moves, different body position. But at the end of the day, many people climb at indoor climbing gyms so they can prepare to take on difficult climbs outdoors.
I see. Wow, interesting. The most achievable experience in rock climbing for yourself and your worst nightmare?
Wow, worst nightmare. Okay, so let's start with the worst experiences. The worst experience is to be falling and struggling and trying to reach the top for a long, long time. Sometimes you come across a beautiful line outdoors and you really want to reach the top, but it just could be really, really difficult. You could try and not get to the top for days, months, or even years. But this is when your mental fortitude is tested. You start to ask yourself, is this too difficult? Am I too weak? Should I keep going at it or should I just give up, you know? I've had my fair share of giving up and moving on too many times. There was this one indoor route that took me months to finish. I tried so many times. Every week I got a bit closer. But I kept falling, so it was quite disappointing. But after I finally did it, after so many months, the relief, the satisfaction, the happiness I felt was just unparalleled. I felt like I was at the top of the world. So I think that's the best experience.
Wow.
Anyone can find in climbing.
Great. Nice. You combined it. Lovely. Kai, any upcoming rock climbing events? What are we expecting? Are we expecting anything this year or something early next year?
Well, one is definitely the Olympics happening this week. For climbing events in Singapore, I think it's really hard to say. In Singapore, climbing events usually are real spectacle, like very big events. So the walls are built in very public venues, like in a shopping mall. So climbers would attract the crowd, and friends and teammates would be cheering very loudly, so it will be a big crowd. But with the current situation, there are too many restrictions. So this makes it very difficult to organize a physical event. However, I think we can look forward to some really interesting initiatives by universities in Singapore. NUS and NTU, they are organizing two competitions this year. And these competitions are going to be virtual. So it will be held at a climbing gym. So climbers will go to the climbing gym, record their attempts on video, and upload them online for a judging team to score them virtually. So it's all virtual.
Wow, that's interesting.
We have to adapt to whatever restrictions we are faced with because of this situation.
True, very true. Kai, last question. What is one important lesson you've learned from your time as a rock climber?
I think the most important lesson I've learned is you learn something really, really badly. Just got to keep going at it and don't give up. Perseverance. I think you get discouraged at times, but if you keep at it, you get success eventually. For example, when climbing, our bodies are capable of so many things we could barely imagine. But I mean, we might think like, wow, this route is so difficult, we might not be able to reach the top. But if you persevere, you give it your all, I think your body will prove you wrong. It's amazing to see how climbers at my gym start out as pure beginners and slowly discover what they can do on the wall and not give up and just climb harder and harder. So at the end of the day, it's perseverance and never give up attitude that really brings them to the top. So climbing is a really great sport because it teaches you perseverance, and this is something so, so valuable in our lives. It is one of the most, if not the most, important quality, I think, that is needed for success.
Wow, big words there, Kai. Great to hear that. Thank you very much, Kai. We've come to the end of our interview. Thank you once again for being part of Sporticus SG. We are here to build awareness for you, for rock climbing. Try and support the guys that are behind the scenes, rock climbing all the way. And of course, I'll come and see you soon.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Sahil. Thanks, Sporticus, for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, Sahil. Bye-bye.
A big shout out to Singapore Sport Climbing and Mountaineering Federation. The name that was officialized a few months ago after sport climbing was promoted to major competitions like the Olympic Games. This federation was formed in September 1993 to facilitate the promotion and administration of mountaineering-related activities in Singapore. The federation has been actively organizing and endorsing numerous activities like climbing competitions, mountaineering talks, expeditions, participation in overseas competitions to meet its objectives. Besides subsidy from the Singapore Sports Council, Singapore Mountaineering Federation funding comes from goodwill contributions of corporate sponsors, courses, certification, and royalty fees. So as I said, mis amigos, we as a nation, we have to do our part. Because without us, there is no athlete. Without the athlete, there is no sport. And if there's no sport, Singapore doesn't rise and shine. So we, as the audience, have to come and support rock climbing in the future upcoming events. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast with our special guest, Kai Sheen. If you're interested in learning more about the sport, please do not hesitate to contact him. He's most of the time located at Upwall Rock Climbing Gym at Downtown East. Please do remember to use the hashtags SporticusSG and WeAreTheAudience, as without you, the fan, rock climbing is nothing. If you have any queries related to sport climbing, please do not hesitate to contact Singapore Sport Climbing and Mountaineering Federation on Facebook or drop us an email at SporticusSG@gmail.com and we will do our very best to answer you. Do follow us on Facebook and Instagram, SporticusSG. And in the meanwhile, please stay safe and keep healthy, mis amigos.